Hello, Anna.
Anna.
How are you?
All right, love.
You ready?
We're ready. Yeah, I just locked this door. That's us now.
Right, which way are we going?
We're going to Carmarnie. Do you know where it is?
I have no clue. Do you not know where it is?
I'm not quite sure, but honestly.
We'll find it between the two of
Luke,
us.
Luke, we'll find it. What's your name?
Vinny.
Vinny. Oh, Vinny, sure. Oh, Vinny, you're not what I pictured you.
Are you not?
No.
What did you picture?
I pictured you an older man. I did, Vinny.
I'm not sure what to think of that.
No, I know. You're quite young and attractive.
What made you think I was old?
The way Stephen talks to you, it made me think you were older.
I'll take that as a compliment then, Anna.
I'm telling you, you're a cool dude. Put me in mind of somebody out of the pictures, even the cowboy pictures, with your beard.
This beard is just temporary. This is just laziness.
Oh, well, just hang on, dude, because you're not out of fashion.
Which way? So are we going left down here?
We're going up here, the Alton Road, yes.
Here, it's some drive up here. It's not, you know, you wouldn't walk it. I wouldn't walk it.
You couldn't do it. That's it. Now, Vinny, we're not doing Paradise Graveyard.
There we are.
No, we did really, didn't we?
We didn't do too bad
at all. We're two dopes.
Couldn't ask for a better view, could you?
It's so peaceful, but very, very far and very hard to get up to.
So, Anna, tell me, what was Alec like?
Alec was a lovely man. A lovely, quiet, reserved man. With his job, being a mortar technician, seeing all the grueling stuff, it made him see life in a very different manner. Things that were important, things that weren't important, he had no time for. And they saw on both sides the grief and the tears and the heartbreak. But he didn't show me how to look after my heartbreak when he took him off me.
You must really miss him, Anna.
Terrible. Vinny, you have no idea how much I miss Alec. My heart's breaking for him. And I mean breaking. If I would give anything for 1 minute with him, dead or alive, just to hold him. I would do it. Just to hold him for an army minute. But I can't get it. I can't get that. I've asked God above to help me with this, and he is. But I miss him so, so much. So much. Here he's here.
So we've made it up to the grave now. I have to say it's got one of the best views in Belfast
now,
up here. You can see the whole city.
Isn't that, if you were here, you would paint that.
Tell me how you met Alec.
He was standing looking for money to get into the dance. We called it a jig, but it was a dance. And it was only 6 months to get in, and him and his mate was down. And they called it odds. Have you any odds, love? And I says, we're looking odds. We're lucky we got the money ourselves for it to go in to the dance. But he was lovely. He was in like a great check suit with the three-quarter length, with the round cowboy pockets at the bottom of them and at the top, with the white shirt, with the tie, string tie, and the blue suede shoes and the drain pipes. But his teeth was as white as pearls, and his hair was as black as snow, and he had it back in the DAs, they called it. And I saw him inside, and I says, oh, see, you got the money. He says, aye. And he asked me to dance, and that was it.
How did he propose to you? How did he pop the question?
He didn't. He just says to my dad, we're thinking of getting married. And I says, my dad says, are you?
He didn't ask you first?
No. We got engaged.
Uh-huh.
We did. We got engaged. I'll tell you how we got engaged, Vinny. You're not going to believe this.
Go on.
We went down onto the road to get a wedding present for a couple who were going to their wedding.
Uh-huh.
And we passed H. Samuels in Royal Avenue. And there was a tray. We looked at the window and there was a tray of engagement rings. And I says, oh, I've got a price of engagement rings. I says, they're not very dear. He says, well, we'll go in and see them. And I said, come on, we'll go in and see them. So we went in to see them, and it wasn't a romantic type of thing that it is now. When you went in for to get engaged, you just did the counter. There was no wee rooms or anything. And I says, I left it when I put it on. And I says, that's just lovely. He says, do you want it? I says, sure, we haven't the money for that. He says, we could use Phyllis and Danny's wedding present money. So we bought the engagement ring and we didn't buy no wedding present. And that's how we come to get engaged. And then we just plodded on. And then he says, we're thinking of getting married out of the blue. My dad says, well, then I think you're going to have to start looking for a house, boy. We got a wee house. £500. It was a three-story house. £50 deposit and £1 per week. We went to Bangor for 2 days and it rained and it lashed.
This is your honeymoon?
My honeymoon. It rained and it lashed. We went to the pictures. Jane Russell and Bob Hope was on in Apache. And that was the film. We watched the film, and I wore a hat and a royal blue suit. And we came back up and started with married life.
Would you have listened to any music together?
Oh, why?
What was your song?
Stand By Your Ma.
By?
Tommy Minette.
Was that was your favourite?
I sang it.
Did you?
I did, I sang it.
And did he play it on the guitar?
He backed me.
So that's your song?
Stand By Your Man. And no matter whose weddings we went to, they would have said, would you not give us Stand By Your Man? And we would have sang them. That's my signature tune.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the words of Stand By Your Man, it's beautiful. It's just as it should be and as it is. For a lot of people, some of them don't work. But I was lucky.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, oh, be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can.